Rai Argentina to the World presents Discovering Argentina. Today we bring you the historic churches of Buenos Aires City. Among the viceregal cities during the Spanish colonial times, Buenos Aires was just a very small village in the outskirts, in the periphery of the Spanish empire in the Americas. It was established just as an outpost to stop the advance of the competing colonial power, the Portuguese. This poor status turned Buenos Aires into a smuggling hub in the area. Practically the entire city lived on smuggling until way into the 18th century. And the city, in terms of architecture, paled in comparison to Asunción, current capital of Paraguay, Lima, the current capital of Peru, or Cusco, the former Inca capital that the Spanish transformed under their dominion. However, in tune with the times of the era, the Spanish influence has remained in several aspects of Buenos Aires City, but one of the most important are the churches and the convents that were established under Spanish colonial times or during Spanish colonial times. Some of these buildings, some of these temples remain to these days, albeit not complete. Just some parts of those constructions remain to this day. They were poorly made, some made in adobe, and the high humidity in the area worked against the duration of these constructions throughout the centuries. One of the churches that were established, that were inaugurated during colonial times, is Purísima Concepción, that is 250 years old. At its current location of Independencia Avenue, Juan Guillermo González and Gutiérrez de Aragón erected a chapel called El Alto de San Pedro. Over the years, the chapel was purchased by landowner Matías Flores, who consecrated it to the Purest Conception of Mary, with an altar in honor of Blessed Pedro Telmo. At present, the temple occupies 17 meters wide by 63 meters long, and the side naves have four chapels each with dome and altar. The dome of the central nave is 25 meters high. On each of the columns that separate the naves, there are frescoes painted with religious motifs. In 1978, with the expansion of Independencia Avenue, the atrium, the lobby of the church, was eliminated. Thank you. Another outstanding church in Buenos Aires is San Ignacio de Loyola, which began to be built in 1712, the Church of the Jesuits. The plans were designed by a Jesuit monk called Johann Kraus. The south tower and the front wall of the church, together with a section of underground galleries that communicated the church with the disappeared fortress of the city, still date from this period. This church was declared a National Historic Monument in 1942 and is located in the oldest part of the city, in the neighborhood of Montserrat. Over recent years, it has undergone various restoration processes, including a scaffolding to support its forehead. According to architects, the church is inspired by the model of Gesù Church in Rome, Italy. However, the Baroque facade does not match the austere interior of the temple. The Latin cross floor plan, with a dome and five deep chapels for each side nave, displayed in its colonial altar pieces, made by master craftsmen who are now exhibited to the public for a matter of historical preservation. On December 31st, 1806, a mass of thanksgiving, thanking for the reconquest of Buenos Aires and delivering it from the English troops that had taken over it, was celebrated in this church. Also in this church, graduates of the neighboring University of San Carlos made public defenses of their thesis. On one of the side altars lie the remains of Juan José Castelli, called the Speaker of the May Revolution, who was also a member of the first patriotic government in 1810, before dying in 1812. In addition, in the Church of San Ignacio, San Ignatius Church, there is a small museum with Spanish imagery and part of the tunnels discovered that can be visited. In the neighborhood of San Nicolás, the Church of San Miguel Arcángel stands out for having a single tower and a facade decorated with Venetian mosaics. Inside, Baroque paintings and woodwork stand out. On March 13, 1727, Spain's Juan Guillermo González y Aragón founded the Brotherhood of the Holy Charity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, with the aim of assisting and helping the needy in illness and in death. It was not until 1733 that they were able to begin the construction of the first temple that, at that time, was dedicated to Our Lady of the Rosaries, an invocation that originated in Cadiz, Spain. With time, it was added the invocation of San Miguel Arcángel that is maintained to this day. In the surrounding land, the church had the cemetery of the poor and the executed, the San Miguel Hospital and the School of Orphans. The church, the hospital and the surrounding houses were improvised barracks in defense of the city during the second English invasion in 1807. Over the years, in 1822, former President Bernardino Rivadavia expropriated the surrounding lands and moved the School of Orphans to a house of foundlings that currently houses the Children's Hospital of Buenos Aires to the south of Argentina's capital. The Church of San Miguel Arcángel was named a historic monument in 1983, even though in 2003 the Vicar General of Buenos Aires demolished the historic parish house. Another installment of Discovering Argentina, a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda. Today, we brought you the historic churches of Buenos Aires City.